anybody who runs for a high office in this land or in any other, I suppose, is expected to brag about his own accomplishments. But I wonder what a Christian thinks who's running for office when he reads Proverbs 27, verse 2. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. Message is clear. We're not supposed to praise ourselves with our own mouths. Of course not. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. And now there was a king, Amaziah, descendant of King David in Jerusalem, who had to learn this lesson the hard way. Actually, he never even learned it. He should have learned it, because he began his reign as a God-fearing king, obedient to the Lord. And then God gave him a great victory over the Edomites. And then after the victory, he very stupidly brought the idols of the Edomites to Jerusalem and began to worship them instead of the God who had given him victory. And apparently this victory over the Edomites went to his head, as we say. But God sent a prophet to him and told him he was being stupid and worshiping the idols of the king that he had defeated. But Amaziah still didn't pay attention to the prophet, but he threatened to kill him. And then the prophet gave him this warning: God has determined to destroy you because you have done this and have not heeded my advice. But Amaziah was still filled with pride and arrogance, and he picked a fight with his neighbor king, King Jehoash of Israel. And that was a mistake. He said to him, "Come, let us face one another in battle." He should have realized that that was a lost cause, because the prophet of God had said, "God has determined to destroy you." Now, King Jehoash of Israel is described in the Bible like all the other kings in Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. So we have a king on the one hand, the evil king of Israel, facing a king of Judah who was once a God-fearing king, but now had begun to worship idols. Whom is God going to favor in this battle? Well, before the battle took place, King Jehoash told Amaziah a little story. He said the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, "Give your daughter to my son as wife." And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. In other words, the thistle was in over his head. He wanted to get in good with the cedar. Way ahead of him. And a beast came and killed or beat the thistle, destroyed the thistle, and that's the end of his mighty dreams of grandeur. And so Jehoash said to King Amaziah, "Indeed you say that you have defeated the Edomites and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home now. Why should you meddle with trouble that you should fall, you and Judah with you?" Well, it was good advice, even if it came from an unbelieving king, but King Amaziah, in his pride, paid no attention. He had defeated the Edomites. He would defeat Israel too. That's what he thought. But this is what happened. Jehoash, king of Israel, went out, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah, and Judah was defeated by Israel. And every man fled to his tent. Then Jehoash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, and he brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem. And he took all the gold and silver that were found in the house of God, the treasures of the king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. Well, the proverb says, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Amaziah should have learned this from his, learned something from his devastating defeat. God had destroyed him just as he said he would. But now we read in 2 Chronicles, Amaziah would not heed. For it came from God that he might give them into the hand of their enemies, because they sought the gods of Edom. So God had his reasons for making the battle turn out as it did, even as he has control over all things that happen in our country and in the world. We can't figure out why he does what he does. We don't know what his reasons are, but he always has a good purpose. Now, did Amaziah ever learn anything from all of these events? Well, we know that he lived for quite a while. He remained king. In fact, after King Jehoash of Israel died, Amaziah remained king for 15 more years in the south. But this is the way the Bible concludes the account of Amaziah. After the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. Then they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. No record of any repentance. Now, what about pride? Well, this is what Jesus said. From within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. Pride is listed alongside of murder, adultery, and theft. It is dangerous. It is easy to detect in somebody else, but it's not so easy to detect in ourselves. So how thankful we can be that God says to us, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin, including pride. So this is what we need to do, confess our pride and grab hold of that forgiveness that is in Jesus Christ and his blood. Now I got a test for your memory. Got two hymns for you to sing this morning. 663, 4, stanza 4, and 606, stanza 1. Can you remember that? 663, stanza 4, and 606, stanza 1.